This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Dram. Making your own maple syrup is a really fun and tasty treat. Just remember to cook it up outside. You can make your own taps from 3/8-inch PVC pipe about 5 inches long, or buy them. Tap into your trees about 3 feet up and at an upward angle. You can use clean gallon water jugs for collecting the sap. Drill a hole in the center of the cap and use clear 1/2-inch PVC tubing to connect the tap to the jug. If you have fallen maple branches, consider them to build the fire. If you have old pallets, place them around the fire to shield it from the wind. A roasting pan works well to boil the sap. Set it on unused bricks from another project if you have them. It took about 6 hours to boil down 7 gallons of sap into the tastiest maple syrup I've ever had the chance to sample. Once the sap reaches the boiling point, you need to monitor it very carefully so it doesn't burn. The finished point of maple syrup is when it has reached 7 degrees above the temperature of boiling water. Now, this varies with elevation and weather. Coffee filters work well to strain the syrup. The output was 20 ounces of grade A amber syrup. It smelled like cotton candy and smoke. Oh, what a wonderful smell. And every drop was a reminder of the day we boiled it down outside. The wind blowing, the smell of the fire and cotton candy. The syrup had a smoky flavor to it too, which I really liked. I have several links from my website, gardenbite.com, to give you clear instructions on how to make your own backyard maple syrup. Dram One-Touch Rain Wands are a dream. One touch of your thumb allows complete and total water flow control directly to the roots of your plants. Lightweight and durable Dram One-Touch Rain Wands come in 16 and 30-inch lengths and in a rainbow of colors. Match them with your Dram hoses. Purchase Dram at your local independent garden center or online. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.